you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
You're listening to Raising the Vibration right here on the Live Paranormal Radio Network. Please check us out at liveparanormal.com. And many of our syndicators, all of our syndicators, many of whom I will list now for you, iHeartRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Podomatic, Player FM, Blog Talk Radio. I know I need to learn more. There are more. Those are the ones I have memorized. Welcome to the show. Raising the Vibration, the radio show, is an outreach of a nonprofit movement of peace, love, kindness, and unity that I founded in 2016 to carry on my mom's teachings, both spiritual and humane, after her passing that same year. I founded on November 9th, her birthday, and the message delivered to me from Spirit was the world needed more peace, love, kindness, and unity, and those are my mother's beliefs as well. I'm Sheena Metal. I'm your host. I'm a 27-year talk radio host. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a psychic medium, light worker, and I'm at SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. This show is about your ascension. It's about your evolvement. It's about how are you inspiring others? How much love are you putting into the world? And what are you doing to make the world a better place? Every week on the show, I feature people that I love and adore in both the spiritual paranormal communities, the entertainment world where I grew up, in the world of give back, other folks that have nonprofits like I do, like RaisingTheVibration.org is, and we talk about what is your passion, what is your service, and what are you doing to make the world a better place? And those words that I mentioned earlier, right? How are you ascending? How are you evolving? And then how are you taking both of those things to inspire others? And then how much love are you putting into the world? Because love is really all there is. So my guest today is a wonderfully talented producer, writer, musician, author, speaker, just an unbelievably fantastic human. Very much a light worker in his own right. I'm very proud always to have him on the show, always proud to call him my friend. And unbeknownst to me, during COVID, he was working on a brand new album that just had its release party last night. And he has a song we're going to play today. The title of might sound a little bit familiar. Please welcome to Raising the Vibration, my wonderful friend, Corey Feldman is here. How are you, darling? It's so great to hear your voice.
Hi, Sheena. Oh my God, it's been forever.
Right. It's like a global pandemic came and got right in between us.
I know. Could you imagine that? What is this thing, for God's sakes?
So
yeah, no,
how
it's been an epic 2 years. How did you
use your COVID time, my friend? How did you use your COVID time? Was that really when you started writing for the new album?
My COVID time was very different than most. I don't know how much you know. I don't know if I told you the story, but you know, after I put out my Truth, the big documentary, were you there at that premiere?
Yes. Seems like forever ago, doesn't it?
It was 2 years ago already. Jesus. But you know, the funny thing is that, like, I'm still talking to people. Like, I invited people to my event last night that, you know, obviously it's hard to throw an event right now during COVID. And, you know, we had all these people on the list. And then, like, at the last minute, like, all of my band guys, all the guys that, like, really worked on the album, like, literally out of everybody, I think maybe four people from the album actually showed up and everybody else chickened out. And it wasn't because they had COVID. Yeah. It was just like they were afraid to go out. They were afraid to leave their house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's been difficult. But anyway, back when in 2020, and some of the people I spoke to, including my guitarist, who I was like, you know, you got to come out. And he goes, well, you know, honestly, I haven't been to an event since your screening. Like, can
right?
you imagine?
Yeah.
That's 2 years and he hasn't left his house. And I'm just like, oh my God, I couldn't imagine. I just couldn't imagine being, you know, at home for
yeah.
2 years. So for us, we, you know, threw the big premiere and it was the day before COVID shut down the world. So, you know, now you could say that there was a ripple effect. You could say it was cosmic timing, or you could say that maybe things were planned to go this way. I don't really know. All I know is that it was odd as hell that, like, we threw this premiere. It had been all over the press every day, all day building up to the premiere of this movie. And then all of a sudden, you know, things went south and then COVID happened and then nobody reported it. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Everybody said, oh, we can't talk about it because of COVID. I was like, what? So literally after
right.
2 days of frustration, my wife and I got on a plane and we went on a vacation, which had been planned for a couple of months because we'd been working, you know, literally locked down for 2 years working on the documentary and not taking a breath, not even looking up because it was so much work. So we finally have the premiere. We're like, okay, you know, in our minds, we're going to set a vacation because we're going to be off to the races and everybody's going to be, you know, understanding the truth and there's going to be this whole new understanding in the world and we're going to really make this major impact and this major dent, and that's what's going to be the big topic of conversation. Unbeknownst to us, COVID would happen and shut everything down, so the only conversation was COVID.
Yeah.
And we had already had this planned. We had already had this scheduled, so we're like, well, you know, it should be fine. I guess we'll be fine. So we went to the big – we had our big premiere, which was like 700 people. We get on a plane 2 days later to go to our vacation. On the plane on the way there, sitting right directly in front of us, some guy is like coughing and coughing and coughing. And we're like trying to eat, you know, so we had our masks on even then, but we like we're trying to eat. So we're eating. And as I was eating, I remember this guy coughing and I'm like, oh, God. So we get there and like literally 3 days into our vacation, a 10-day vacation, they say Trump's shutting the borders with no notice. And everybody needs to get out of here now because they're going to shut down the airport. And it was like, this wasn't in the news. It was just like rumor circulating. So I called my travel agent and said, you know, is this going to happen? And they were like, oh, no, you'll be fine. Your flights are scheduled. Everything's good. So I was like, all right. So I kept my flight plan, kept everything the same. Next thing you know, like 2 days later, everybody that was staying at the resort we were at cleared out. Like it was gone. We were like, the only people there, like a ghost town. And then we heard that they were shutting down the airport, so our flight wasn't going to leave. So we're like, oh my God, we panicked. We had to like figure out what to do. We were all of a sudden like, you know, third country traveling, you know, like
sure.
scavenging for a living room floor to sleep on, you know what I mean? Just like, oh my God, how are we going to do this? We're stuck in a third world country with no hotel. The hotels are all shut down. Like everything was shut down. We're just like, what are we going to do? So we ended up, you know, kind of couch tripping, couch hopping, I guess you would say, from one place to another. We finally were, you know, able to rent a house because there was nobody else there. So we were kind of the only game in town. So we actually got a really good discount. But we ended up being stuck out of the country for 10 months.
Oh, my God. Well, that's where you were. That's why I'm wondering where you were. Now I know.
Now you know. So while we were there, we decided to, you know, I mean, of course, you know, as an artist, you get really bored and you're like, you know, Jesus, I was, you know, working my way up to this, working all the, you know, the whole time. And then all of a sudden you just like, you get there and you're ready to take that big sigh of relief. And now you know, your project's done and you don't have anything in the pipeline. And you're like, well, now what? I guess now I could go back to that Love Left project that I'd been working on. Because in the background, while I'd been finishing the movie, I was already in the process of digitally transferring and baking and doing the chemical treatment on the old tapes because we had these old 2-inch tapes, which is what started it all. Because I had interesting talk with Don Dawkins. And Don Dawkins says, oh, man, I'm putting out all my greatest, you know, collection ever. It's like the lost tapes and da-da-da-da-da. I said, well, how are you doing that? He goes, well, because we had to take my old 2-inch Ampacs and we had to bake them and chemically treat them so that we can get a transfer. And then we transfer everything digitally. And then, you know, that's how you do it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, who's got that machine? How do I get that done? And he's like, well, we can do it for you. And I was like, that would be amazing. So that kind of started the whole process. So I'd done that, you know, intermittent as I was working on the film. And then all of a sudden, it was like, here we are. We're stuck. What are we going to do? And then I was like, well, I might as well write, you know, a song or two to have like an extra song. Because, you know, if we're going to put out this remix remastered, because that's what it was originally supposed to be, was just Love Left Remix Remastered for the 25th anniversary. I said, well, we can do this, you know, just put out this remix tape. We've got these, you know, digitally transferred tracks, so now we can actually separate them out in the computer, put them through Pro Tools, you know, and then, you know, actually divide it all out and make a really good mix of it, make it really solid. So that was the plan. And as we start doing it, you know, it's like the lockdown happens, and then I'm like stuck up in there, and I'm like, okay, well, I might as well write, because maybe if we're going to put out this remix remastered album, I could add like an extra song or two. Because it's always nice when there's like a current, you know, song that's added to the old collection or whatever. Right. So it starts with that. And then I'm like, well, how am I going to record anything? You know, I'm not going to be able to rent studios here. So I eventually start shipping piece by piece my studio from Los Angeles and literally do it until I've got, you know, at least a nice mini studio there, you know, with all the equipment.
Fantastic.
And then after 5 months, I was able to get flights in. No flights were going out yet, or we couldn't get back into America yet, but we were able to get flights into where we were. So we had my kid and my engineer come up, and we started working. And we recorded, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 songs while we were there. And then it was like, this music is so good that, you know, let's do 3 or 4 more and 3 or 4 more. And 3 or 4, you know, I just kind of, that's what happens. I start writing and then I can't stop.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So we have a full brand new album, which came kind of accidentally as, you know, a side note from being under quarantine and having nothing else to do except to have your creative juices flowing and knowing that, hey, there's a lot of darkness in the world right now. This was like right before the inauguration, you know, like the January 6th thing. I mean, it was just so much madness and so much anger and so much hatred in the air that all I could think of was like, what do we need now more than ever? We need love. Love is the answer.
Yeah.
We've got to stop looking at the darkness. We've got to stop looking at the negativity. We've got to stop looking at the differences and start looking at the connections, you know, the similarities, what makes us inclined to get along as opposed to, you know, adversely pitted against one another. And
absolutely.
That
and don't you think,
concept,
I mean, I think,
sorry.
Beautiful.
No, I was just going to say that became the concept
think,
of the box
no,
set.
Beautiful. Don't you think from a spiritual perspective, and I talk about this a lot in my work and in my practice, that maybe the reason for the pandemic spiritually was so every one of us could have the same experience at the same time. It wasn't just something that was happening to that country or this country or that ethnicity or that gender. I mean, pretty much it's around the world and everybody has been susceptible to make us realize, Corey, that there really is no us and them. There's really just
right.
We. There's really just one human family. And that's something that we need to tap into on a global level. We need to tap into on a national level. We need to tap into on a local level in our friend circles. We need to stop, like you said beautifully, thinking of ourselves as separate from others and begin thinking of ourselves as the same.
Right. I mean, I do agree, but I also, you know, I think that's a little bit of a rosy-colored view. You know, obviously the pandemic
sure.
was quite
that's
awful
me.
And we've lost, you know, millions of lives as a result
yes,
of it.
Of course, awful. Right.
So, you know,
but I like to hope there's something in everything.
Time. Well, yeah.
I mean, I like to hope that, you know.
You got to look for the lesson at the very least. You know, you got to look for the lesson. So what is the lesson? The lesson is
right.
that, you know, we all do need each other. This is a symbiotical relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything has got to fit together. Everything has got to fit together. It's all one puzzle piece. And without each other bringing our pieces to the table, we can't create the giant, you know, centerpiece. So we all have to do our part. And that's what it's about. It's about universal love, universal communication, universal understanding. And what, you know, what better way to do that than to put it all together in a box of love? So for me, I was like, okay, I'm going to just keep writing and I'm making these songs. And then I'm like, well, since we've got all this cool stuff, we should start looking through the archives and looking through the vaults and seeing what other stuff we can find. And before you know it, I'm calling everybody that I ever worked with growing up as a kid. I'm like digging through my vaults, digging through the garage, digging through, you know, and we eventually put together this box that is the most amazing project I've ever released, as far as certainly in the music world. But I think even altogether, just
wow.
for me as a person, that's not like something I did through a studio, like a film, but this is my own project, my own in-house production. And there's a new documentary, which is part of the gift box. When you buy the heart-shaped box, it comes with two DVDs, and one of those DVDs features a brand new documentary, which we shot and edited and everything during the pandemic as well. So, you know, we're doing like Zoom interviews with people, whatever it takes, you know what I mean? It was just, it was crazy to get all this done, but we ended up creating a 6-disc box set. So all of that came
wow.
from those original conversations with Don Dawkins, which was just like, hey, can we refurbish these old songs and spruce them up a little bit? That was really all I had in mind. But what came as a result of it, 6 discs later, and I got this idea, like, what do we need more than anything right now? What is this about? We need love. We need universal love and understanding. We need to raise the vibration. We need a higher tolerance
yes.
of understanding, a higher scope of understanding, so that
yes.
people are more inclined to not only forgive each other and love each other regardless, because we're all the same, we're all equal, as you said, but on top of it, there's that extra layer of, like, we also need to listen and communicate. So this is about putting across the idea of communication. So lo and behold, I came back finally after a year of being out of the country. And I ended up teaming up with a new company called Cosmic Wire, and they're in the NFT space. And so it was like this whole thing, like my big 5.0 birthday was coming up, and I'm like, oh my God, it's time. It's just, I feel like with everything I've been through and putting out that documentary and everything, I felt like, you know what, if I'm going to put out a box set, I want to put out every lost memory that I have from those years. I want to, like, I'm so tired of living in the past. I got to this point where
yeah.
I was like, I realized, like, you know what? I've done a lot of cleanup work. Okay. I had a very damaged childhood. I had a very damaged teenage experience. I had a very damaged young teen or young adult experience. So, you know, although there were some great times and I did some healing work and helped a lot of people during that time, and then, you know, also did my work professionally. But during that time, it was like this big, long stretch of like just trying to put the pieces back together. And it took years to get there. And I felt like I finally accomplished it. But all of these things, all these mementos, all these things that I drag around, that I carry everywhere. You know, my house is like a museum. I have, you know, vaults and warehouses with full of just my memorabilia and the stuff that I've collected through the years. And so I started thinking, you know what? I feel like this box set, this birthday coming up, the 5.0 celebration is kind of like a halfway point. And because of that
mm-hmm.
halfway point, I feel like I need to, you know, like I've reached an apex, you know, in my life where I need to just kind of stop looking back and I need to just start looking forward. And what's the best way to do that? The best way to do that is to let go of these things that you've been carrying around for a lifetime you know, including artifacts, including memorabilia. I mean, I love, I'm a collector. I love to collect. I love, you know, the idea that you have something rare that you can keep and it goes up in value. And if you ever need to sell it at some point, you have the opportunity. So, I mean, I've been that guy my whole life through all my movies, through all my music, through all my experiences, my friendship with Michael Jackson, my friendship with, you know, the guys from Pink Floyd, the Beatles. I mean, I've had a very exceptional, successful in the sense of social life, you know, doing things that most people can never dream of. But I've been very fortunate in that way. Why not be able to take a piece of all of that and share it with the world in a way of like getting it out? You know, like I've sat on all this music that nobody even knew existed. I've sat on these music videos, live concerts, all this performance footage that like obviously the fans would go completely nuts for. Rare photographs,
sure,
you know, stuff that nobody's ever seen. So all this stuff, I'm like, what if I just decided to like completely get like unleash everything, just get rid of everything that's in the vault, but do it in a way that I can turn it into art and I can share it with the audience. So I can either sell the physical items like a, you know, a Julian's type auction, or you can turn them into NFTs by digitally creating images that can be 3D printable. So like I could sell, say, like one of my steaks from Lost Boys, and I could have somebody, you know, turn it into an NFT, and somebody buys that NFT, and then all they have to do is have a 3D printing machine, and they can actually print the same thing. They can print the actual steak. You know what I mean? That's where we're at in the age of technology. So I thought, okay,
that's
well,
wonderful.
We could do these things called hybrid NFTs, where we sell both the physical item and an NFT of the item. So we started, you know, I merged with this company, Cosmic Wire, and they've kind of got very deep into both the music side of my life and this NFT creation, which we've done the first one, which didn't go so well because it was hacked by the same trolls who hacked my film, my documentary. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of people trying to silence me, a lot of people trying to gaslight me, twist the story on me. I mean, it's been unbelievable. I never knew people could be so evil. But that said, stay positive.
Well, but that's
despite
right.
All of that. What?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've talked about this for many years that we've known each other, right? The more you step into the light, the more the darkness pays attention. So the more you are pushing to bring light to the world, there's always going to be pushback. And the lesson is to just keep pushing through the light, right? Just keep bringing more light.
It's more than pushback. It's like, you know, controlled opposition. I mean, literally controlled opposition, where, you know, these people were one-time normal people who've been compromised, or they're just on the dark side and they have literally, they see nothing other than we must completely destroy this man's credibility and make everything he says look like it's crazy so that we can prosper and continue doing what we're doing and getting away with murder, basically.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, so all in all, I just decided, like, why not just, you know, get rid of this stuff, excavate the past, excavate my history in a way that we're not, you know, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not walking away from it, but I've got so much cool stuff and I don't want to lug this stuff around for the rest of my life. I was saving it for my kids, most of it, you know, the props and the movie stuff and the, you know, Michael Jackson collection of stuff I've got. But it's like, he's almost 18. And I said, you know, are you going to want this stuff? And he's like, not really. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I saved all of this for you. And he's like, yeah, I don't care. Go sell it. Make some money. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
sure.
Okay. So then I thought, well, instead of doing it that way, why not do it in a way where we can use it as a positive, turn it into NFTs, you know, make it trademarked element that lives on forever in the digital space and can be resold. But on top of all that, you know, it helps me to let go of this past. It helps me to move forward. It helps me to look forward.
Yes.
So that became the idea of the project, was we're going to do many things over the next year or 2 years of unleashing the vaults of all of this memorabilia and putting it out there in various formats. But part of that starts with the box set. So with that, we went through everything we could find, all the old photographs, all the old, you know, videos that were in my video cabinet, DVDs and all this stuff, and we cleaned everything up. We edited everything together. We put together a beautiful 50-page color magazine with unreleased photographs. It's full of stuff. I mean, if you watch, you know, you watch the DVDs and you read this magazine, Shannon, you're going to be like, oh my God, oh my God. It's like a walk down memory lane. Like, you will remember everybody in it and you'll be like, oh, there's my
awesome
friend so-and-so. There's a, you know, it's one of those. And it's just, and the documentary, by the way, Jake Perry directed. Jake was my number one fan who was on the Two Corys TV show. For anybody who remembers, he was the guy that, you know, was a total geek nerd that I hired as my assistant on the second season. And he started off his show, he started off his introduction to the show, I should say, by running up into my bedroom and sniffing through the underwear in the drawers and then going and sitting on my toilet seat and saying, gee, I'm sitting on Corey Feldman's toilet seat. I mean, very, very strange behavior, but it made him a very popular character very fast. But the thing is, he's a very intelligent and funny guy. And so we thought, you know what, who knows my stuff better? And he's worked for me for like over 10 years, so he knows where to find everything. You know, he's cleaned my garage 20 times. He's been down to the warehouse. You know what I mean? Like, he knows where everything is. So who better to curate this entire project and put it all together than him? And he did an amazing job.
Wonderful.
Painstakingly, but it's 3 years in the making, and we finally have this collection together. And it's, like I said, there's the 50-page color magazine, 4 CDs. There's a brand new studio album. There's the original Love Left album, remixed and remastered. And then there's a disc we call Karaoke Cabaret, which is like an instrumental disc where people can, you know, pop the disc in and sing along and, you know, do their favorite.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Karaoke songs. Yeah, yeah. And then the fourth disc is Rarities and Unreleased Material, which is just like, you know, I think 18 songs that are either demos or never before released, or live performances, or whatever, but just stuff that nobody's ever heard. Going all the way back to my very first demo and my very first music video, which I shot actually in 1986 while I was working on The Lost Boys, and that's in there. I posted that video actually for free on YouTube, so people can go check it out right now if they want to see it on my YouTube channel. It's called Runaway. And then, you know, there's just so much stuff. We give away a pair of sunglasses, like the ones that I always wear, the Ray-Bans that I wore from 86 to 95, I guess, somewhere in there, in every movie.
Sure.
I made. Starting with Stand By Me, actually, because same glasses, just different tint. But, yeah, so it started there and went all the way through 95. So we give a pair of those sunglasses. We give some stickers and some guitar picks with my name on it. And then the coolest part, I mean, if, you know, besides the great music, of course, 60 songs, by the way, 60 songs of music.
Wow.
So a lot of music, 2 DVDs with over 4 hours of video footage. So, and again, most of it unreleased. One's a brand new documentary. We made some lyric videos. So when you want to do the karaoke thing, you can actually put in the video and you can follow the bouncing ball, which is a lot of fun. And then all
that's
these
awesome
rare excerpts and outtakes and live performances and just stuff, you know, chronicling the first 10, 15 years of my music career that honestly, unless you were a hardcore teenage fan of mine, you probably didn't even know existed, including 4 or 5 of my film soundtracks, which I provided the music for in my early days. And a lot of the reasons that a lot of these songs never came out was because we gave them to the movie and they used, you know, a snippet here and a snippet there, and then they're supposed to come out on the film soundtrack, and lo and behold, the film's never put out a soundtrack. So these songs just kind of went by the wayside and fell into the abyss. So we've got all of those. And if all of that wasn't enough, if that wasn't a big enough package for you, we also have brand new, innovative, cutting-edge technology that no artist has ever used before, which is that every person that buys this beautiful heart-shaped box, because, of course, it's called the Love Left box set, which means there's a giant, giant psychedelic heart, which you would just love. I mean, I know you would freak out
that
over this thing.
Right, because, right, I love it already, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like a 2-foot heart. I mean, it's a giant thing. And so you get this giant, not paisley, but psychedelic colored kind of, you know, multicolored rainbow heart box with my original artist who did it, Howard Keeman. He's the guy that designed the original album artwork, has come
right.
back and done
I love him.
a reimagined version for 2022. And it's, I mean, the art is exceptional. It's beautiful. Then we had all the graphic stuff done by Mark London, who's the Grammy-nominated artist
sure.
for Brian Wilson's Smile project. His
right.
box, that actually.
Someone else
familiar.
I love. Sure.
Yep. So he did all of our graphics, and then we got Howard to do all the art, and it's this big, beautiful box. And the best part is every person that buys this box has a little QR code that comes on the front, and hologram Corey pops out the top of every single box.
That is fantastic.
And I'm not talking like the old cheesy, like, you know, when Prince put out, you know, Diamonds and Pearls, and it was like a hologram on the cover, and you had to kind of like twist it to see the hologram, and it like
yeah.
kind of looks like it's a movie. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about like a full-blown, actual, real, high-tech hologram image of me that is a 360 image that you can literally take your phone and it pops up in your camera, and like you can move it all around me as I'm talking and moving, and you can like go from
wow.
underneath, or you can go from on top, or you can go from behind if you choose, or you can actually blow him up or make him smaller. And then once you've got him, then you can actually take hologram Corey on the road with you, because you can, like, put him on your dashboard, or you can, you know, put him in the freeway, in the middle of the freeway while you're in traffic. Yeah, I mean,
oh,
there's
that's
a million things
fantastic.
You can do. Yes, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. So, yes, we have made history by being the first artist in history, and I guarantee you I will not be the last to utilize this technology.
Oh,
but,
sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
but somebody's got to go first.
Holograms. That's right. Well, I've had a lot of firsts the last few years. You know, my movie, as it were, right before the pandemic hit, don't forget, I was the world's first global streaming premiere of a major motion picture.
Wonderful.
Yeah, nobody
That's
had
amazing.
Ever thought of that.
That's
nobody,
amazing.
Nobody thought of the idea of opening a movie digitally across the world at the same time with a, you know, pay-per-view type setup where it's $20 to get access, and then you get to watch this brand new streaming, you know, movie. Now everybody's doing them that way. I mean, that became literally
yeah.
3-4 weeks after I did it, it became the, you know, kind of modus operandi for the entire pandemic, was every major studio followed my blueprint and went, oh, well, we don't have to put movies in theaters because we could premiere them right here at home.
Right. Right. Consider that your contribution to the pandemic. You helped everybody be able to still have entertainment while they were quarantined.
Well, I think my bigger contribution to the pandemic was probably the two Goonies reunions we did during the pandemic, and those were pretty epic as well.
Wow.
So I was a pretty busy guy during the pandemic.
Yeah. You've been very busy. How were those reunions with social distancing and with all of the implements put in because of COVID? I mean, was it a
right.
– because
well,
you've done a lot of that
were,
stuff, right? You've done a lot of reunions, and but this is different.
No, well, we hadn't really done that many reunions. We'd only done two, like real ones.
Okay.
Where everybody was there. And that was for the 25th anniversary. We did a series of things, like we did, you know, a thing on the Warner Brothers lot, and it still wasn't all the cast. It was just part of it. And we did – after the 15-year point, we did a big Empire magazine shoot, which Steven Spielberg directed, which was very cool. And then we did the commentary, which was after 10 years. We did the, you know, the DVD release with the commentary and stuff. And then at 15 years, we did the big Empire magazine photo shoot. And then at 25 years, we all went back to Astoria, Oregon, and I did a big concert. But again, in all of these things, except for the commentary and the Empire shoot for Steven, those were the only two times that all of us had gotten together to do something official to commemorate the film. So these were very special. The first one was just kind of like a, you know, hey, let's all get together, do a reunion and show it live and raise money for, you know, No Kid Hungry. And that was kind of the idea. And we did it. And Josh Gad, it was Josh Gad's idea. And he actually created his own series during the pandemic called Reunited Apart. And so
that was the way we did
the original one. And then we came back like a year later, since the pandemic just kept going, and we did a giant auction fundraiser where we were doing the entire script read in character. So we literally like got all of the cast, all the original cast, and unfortunately and very sadly, our dear leader, Richard Donner, passed away this year, or last year, as it were, but
yeah.
6 months ago, over the
right.
summer. So this was literally about 6 weeks before he passed away. And so he got to be a part of it, and he got to read his line for the thing that he did in the movie. But, yes, it was very tragic and very sad and, you know, at the same time, very bittersweet that we just happened to do this giant reunion and script read with all of us grown up actually wearing our costumes, using props from the film, but, you know, obviously separated and doing it all over Zoom. So two Zoom reunions, they went great, and you can still find them on YouTube, I'm pretty sure.
That's fantastic. You know, I love that, and I love that you've been able to implement so much stuff even during quarantine, there are ways, right? This isn't a time to just sit and do nothing. This is a time to still be active, whether you're doing emotional work on yourself or you're doing creative work, whatever it is. If anything, this has been an opportunity to soar creatively. And the things that we've learned through everybody having to be on Zoom or Zoom-type platforms, I mean, those are gifts that we will always have, you know?
That's right. Well, it's all about raising the vibration. So you can never
stop spreading
that. It
sure is. And you have a song with a title like that, and we're going to play it right now. What do you think? Set up the song for me.
Isn't it funny? So here's the deal. So, you know, you had told me, oh, I'm starting this show called Raising the Vibration. I remember you saying that to me over and over.
You're one of my first guests.
I want you to come on the show. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make it on the show. And then for whatever reason, like during the pandemic, I'm sitting there and I'm like, you know, thinking like, what does the world really need right now? Well, we all need to be on the same page. Well, how are we going to get there? We're going to get there by using positive energy, positive affirmation, love. Those are the answers. And since we're doing this album for love and the whole project is like a giant, you know, it's like giving my heart away. It's a giant heart-shaped box. So it's literally representative of my love and my heart. So, you know, what is this going to do for us? Well, it's going to raise the vibration. So I started thinking about raising the vibration, and it just kind of comes out, this song, it just flows out of me. And literally right after I recorded it, I was like, oh, my God, doesn't Sheena have that show? I don't know if she still got it, but she has this show called Raising the Vibration.
Yeah.
And I think I called you. I either called you or texted you and said, oh, my God, Sheena, I've got a song that I have to play you. You're going to love it for your show. And I don't think I gave it away to you, but I think I told you that I had a song that was perfect for your show. And,
so excited.
Now you get to finally
hear it. I'm honored and I'm thrilled. I'm sorry? Yeah, let's do it. But this is an example, right, of how we all affect each other energetically, right? I get a message from Spirit to do a show about raising the vibration and a movement and honoring my mom after she passes. Then you come and you're one of my first guests. Then later the message is given to you to write the song. I mean, that's how we're all connected, right?
Exactly. So, you know, it's definitely what's needed right now. If we're going to win this spiritual battle of good and evil, we must
raise the
vibration. We must get on the right
page. Absolutely.
We must remember love. We must remember selflessness. We must remember to stop being selfish. So, of course, this whole, you know, box set is about love, but the new album is called Love Left 2, Army with Love.
Mm.
So it's like,
beautiful.
You know, don't
I love that.
Don't just, you know, accept the fact that love is gone. No, we've got to arm ourselves up with positive energy, with love in our hearts, and go out there and start spreading that message, start spreading that energy, because that's how we raise the vibration. That's how we get there. And trust me, there's far fewer beautiful souls. Another song title on my new album is called The Beautiful Soul. But you know, there's a lot of beautiful souls out there, but there's not nearly as many as there are dark hearts in this dark army, this dark empire that's, you know, circling around us and trying to shut us down and lock us up into boxes and separate us.
Yeah.
And the way that we win, the way that we beat this, the way we don't become the next, you know, Holocaust, the way that we keep that from happening is by raising the awareness, raising the love, and raising the vibration. So without any further ado, I'd love for you to play my song, Raising the Vibration.
I will right now.
This is worldwide. This is a global premiere right here. Nobody has heard this yet because the box only came out yesterday, which means nobody's even received it yet. The only people that have heard any of this music yet was last night at the premiere party where we played the brand new album straight through. And I guarantee you, at a loud, noisy club with over 100 people there, you don't really listen to the words too well. So this is really the first time anybody's hearing it.
Thank you, my friend. We'll be back with Corey right after this. Feed the light and starve the dark, my friends. You're going to hear it right now. This is telling you all about how to raise your vibration from Corey's brand new album.
We need to make people feel with this one. So let's get a little funkin' day off.
Positive energy and love. What makes the world go round? Radiate prosperity. Don't fear or send you underground. Don't stress, don't fear. Just let it all hang out.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We're back. What a gorgeous song. I have to tell you, Corey, I didn't expect it was going to be so funky. I was thrilled within the first 10 seconds at the level of funk.
Thank you. Yes, yes. It's an amazing collaboration, great artistry. You know, that's and part of the fun and part of the joy about doing this during the pandemic, you know, kind of forced you to expand your creativity, I suppose. But I ended up playing drums on that song. So I'm the
wow.
one playing drums. And then, let's see, I think it's pretty much just me and my friend Greg for the most part doing every part on there. So I'm playing drums, keyboards, and then percussion stuff. And then Greg is playing the bass and the guitar and the rhythm guitar. And then we have our dear friend Jimmy Reed, who played the sax solos for us. And he was my original sax player back in the Truth Movement days, but the original Truth Movement band, not the second one when we got Scottie Page from Pink Floyd to replace him, but my original guy from Truth Movement, Jimmy Reed, who's an amazingly brilliant saxophonist, flutist. He plays flute on You Are Free, which is another song from the album. But yes, so it was a small group, just three of us, I guess, made all of that music. So there you go.
That's wonderful. It's fantastic. You know what you were saying before? Let me talk about for a minute about some of the things that I really love about you. I love how creative and how spiritual you are concurrently, and it's, you know, beautiful the way that your spirituality kind of flows through your creativity, and I love that. I love how intuitive you are and how empathic you are and how tuned into the world you are. I love that about you.
Thank you so much.
And I love that you are such a beacon of light. My mama would have referred to you as like a ball of light that just has a little bit of skin stretched around it. But you acknowledge that the world is not all, there's some stuff in the world that's not great, right? And like I said, the universe is a balance of light and dark. And there are those
right.
that don't want to raise the vibration, that don't want to bring peace and love and kindness and unity to everything. What is your secret for staying with your vibration high and staying in the light, in, you know, with knowing that there are things around you, there are people and energy that has tried to stop you from bringing light to the world? How do you stay in a high vibrational place, my friend?
Trying to stop me? You don't even understand how much an army of darkness has risen
yeah.
against me. But I mean, you know, they've got gaslighting campaigns, they've got hackers that sit and troll my Twitter page 24/7. Every single post
yeah.
that I write, you know, people who are blocked for years and years are able to somehow get into my thread and post defamatory and slanderous links and information that is a bunch of, you know, horse pucky that basically them and their little group of cohorts got together to create these fake fictional stories to make everybody think that I'm the actual criminal and I'm the actual bad guy, which is really funny to me because it's like you can't erase history as much as you think you can and as powerful as you think you are. You know, people know me. They know my heart. They know my mind. They
right.
know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's impossible for you to all of a sudden say, oh, yeah, this guy's a sexual abuser. And you're like, oh, really? That's kind of funny since, like, he never had an entire – like, his entire life he grew up at the Playboy Mansion, created a company called Corey's Angels where I had beautiful, gorgeous models staying with me for, like, years and years, in and out, living in my house. We went through hundreds and hundreds of girls through the auditioning process, through the, you know, like working with them, developing them as artists, you know, all the stuff that we did. Never one single complaint. There's never been a complaint about me publicly
right.
for anything. I've never, you know, had a
right.
violent situation where I was arrested. I don't drink, so you don't ever see me coming out of a club sloppy. You know, I've been married, by the way, for 10 years. And these women thought that they could, I mean, and it's so sick. I mean, it's so sick. These people are all connected to Marilyn Manson, and they're connected to Judy Haim, the mother of the kid I was trying to defend. And,
right.
you know, these people, like, make it their mission to try to destroy my life, to bring negative energy to me. And this has been going on for 5 years. 5 years they've been gaslighting me and spreading the same BS stories, even though they made an actual police report about me on these fake allegations, and it was actually investigated by the LAPD, and my name was cleared. But yet, they took complete control of my Wikipedia page. They took complete control of my IMDb page. And the information that's out there right now is all BS, all of it. Like, it's all being controlled and operated by these people who are trying to change the narration. They're trying to change the narrative of my life story. And, you know, you could really allow something like that to beat you down and destroy you and make you
yes.
so despondent that there is no – you feel like, you know, look, I spent my whole life being a good, moral, upstanding citizen and trying to lead by example, by being the best person I can be, by always being honest, by always being forthcoming, by always sharing love and never, ever even considering the idea of, you know, taking advantage of someone in any way, shape, or form, because it's so against everything I'm about. So you look at all of that and, you know, somebody could become significantly and severely depressed, which is what they want. They want me to get so depressed that I, like, off myself or something. But so how do you get through that? How do you get through that and still manage to not only feel good about yourself, but to put out a box of positive energy and love like this, raising the vibration? How do you do that? As, you know, that's the number one question people ask me, and they don't seem to understand. Like, how do you do it? How do you keep going? How do you come back even stronger? Well, that leads to my new single, which is called The Comeback King. But
that was perfect, and I was just about to set that up for you, and you did it for me. Let's do it.
Look
this
at
is
that.
The Comeback
Look
Kid
that.
From Corey's new album. We'll be right back with Corey after this. It's Raising the Vibration right here on the Live Paranormal Radio Network, iHeartRadio. It's so great to be here with you all and to be here with Corey. Here we go.
It is.
It's a comeback. I'm the comeback, comeback king. I am missing, missing nothing. If it's going to swing, you better make it sting, cause I'm the comeback king. Get your gun on the floor, they're gonna keep it. They just kick you some more and treat you like spit. Cause when you reach for the door, they're gonna cruise it. You're a beautiful soul, but no one knows it. It's true, we all have sadness and moments that we lost. It's when we must look inwards, show them who is boss. I'm the comeback, comeback king. I am missing, missing nothing. If it's going to swing, you better make it sting, cause I'm the comeback king. I'm the comeback, comeback king.
Young disciple, legend talking, DB rivals. Royal blueprint, activating the truthness. On the comeback, overcoming the combat. When expected to lose and then you rise last. After the aftermath, swinging pitches at new class. Turn the lights on, cameras out, guess who's back? The lost boy been redefined, divine aligned. Can entwine through soul and mind, a perfect time. Through the chief musician, this is a freedom find. Kingdom stance, a pioneer, alliance back. On the path, we're all welcome, let's see it glass.
I'm the comeback, comeback king.
Comeback.
I am missing, missing nothing. If it's going to swing, you better make it sing, cause I'm in the comeback king. I'm the comeback, comeback king.
You won't give up, you know.
Know what I mean.
Know what I mean.
When I'm gone, send a scene, like a blank screen, you can never count me out.
Your back on the job, just trying to fit in. You see these people around, they're always smiling. So when you turn your back, they can get violent. Can't you spend your life feeling a misfit? You try to get your voice out, they missed it. Instead of kicking my ass, they would've kissed it. I was dropping the bomb without the fuse lit. They offer you breaks to make you commit sin. They place a frame around your name to cause distraction. Missing your chances to advance is a mission. But they will never catch me down, so keep on fishing.
We all have sadness and moments that we love.
you're going to swing. You better make it sting, cause I'm the comeback king. I'm a comeback, comeback king.
Beautiful, my friend. Another fantastic song. You need to come back and see me some more, and we'll play more of the album. How does that sound?
I love it. I love it. You know I love doing your show, but I wanted to answer before we go, because you asked the question,
yes,
which I never really got to the answer of as I set that song up, which,
sure,
is you said, how do you deal with all this negativity? So I got into all,
yes,
the negativity that I deal with, but I never gave you my solution. And the solution is this.
Please.
I made a decision about 2.5 years ago, which I told my wife, and I said, look, if we're going to get through this, the only way we can deal, the only way we can get through it is to literally put blinders on to the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you literally,
yep,
have to shut it out. Because what these people want more than anything, all these dark souls, is they want to cause fear. They want to cause a reaction. But most importantly, they want the attention. They're all attention whores. That's all they thrive for, is they thrive on attention. And so if you deprive them of that life source that they are so badly needing to continue being the sleazeballs that they are, well, guess what? If you block and ignore them out, then guess what? You don't think about them. And the less you think about them, the less space that they occupy in your brain, the more productive and the more positive you will remain. So that became my strategy. That became the plan. Put blinders onto the darkness and the negativity that you see around you. If somebody's abusive, walk away. You don't need to put up with that.
Yeah.
You don't have to stand there.
I
and
agree.
Take it. You can walk away. And love is in our hearts.
Yes, I agree. That's beautiful. My friend, where can people find the album? And then we're out of time, and I can't wait to have you back. Corey? Did I lose you?
Signed copy, which is $150 off at CoreyFeldman.net.
That's it. Go to CoreyFeldman.net, my friend. Thank you, Corey, so much for being here. It's always such an honor. Everybody, if you want more about Corey and you want to know more about this upcoming album, you can also find his info through me, SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. Of course, the show, Raising the Vibration, radio.com, the movement, raisingthevibration.org, and liveparanormal.com is the radio network, iheartradio.com. Proud to be a part of both those families. Till I see you next Tuesday, 5:00 Pacific time, seek peace, live in love, kindness, embrace unity, always, always raise your vibration, and remember to ascend, evolve, inspire, and just keep loving. I love you all, and I'll see you next week.